is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, our regular animal advocate Anne-Marie Lucas will rant about a neighbor's behavior. But first, getting a tattoo may be a little riskier than first thought. An NYU study has found that 10% of people get short-term complications like a rash or an infection after getting a tattoo. That compares to 6% of people who can have complications that last up to 4 months. In some cases, side effects can continue for up to a year. It could be the chemical in the ink is causing the issues, and they could even be related to color. The study found the red ink tattoos are more likely to have issues. Some experts hope that the chemicals and tattoos will be examined for safety on a national level. Full House star Lori Loughlin, a.k.a. Aunt Becky, is back. The actress stopped by Good Morning America and said officially, "I'm going to be part of the spinoff, Fuller House." Netflix's revival of the 90s series will center on the characters of DJ Tanner Fuller, played by Candace Cameron Bure. DJ will invite her sister Stephanie, played by Jodie Sweetin, and her best friend Ginny, played by Andrea Barber, to move in with her and help her raise her boys after her husband's death. Fuller House is set to premiere next year and will kick off with a one-hour reunion special before the 13-episode spinoff series begin. Oh, and Bob Saget says he's also returning as Danny Tanner for Fuller House. Many women are slipping on granny panties and sliding off thongs these days. The New York Times notes a 7% drop in the sale of thongs over the past year compared to a 17% increase in sales for full-bottomed underwear. The rising popularity of plus-size models and increasing market for fashionable, affordable clothing in extended sizes all point toward a more inclusive, body-positive society. According to Myla Delbesio, a size 10 underwear model, the high-waisted and high-cut styles hark back to a time when different body shapes were in style. The consumer shift is also attributed to women simply buying what they find sexy and comfortable. Anne-Marie Lucas is our animal advocate. You know her from years on Animal Precinct on Animal Planet Channel. And now she is here to talk about a neighborhood issue and a little bit of a rant. You're usually so pleasant, but today you're going to rant, huh?
I am. You know, Mike, I have a little bit of a pet peeve with a neighbor in my area, which, you know, I can't say that I'm shocked or surprised, but I'm certainly very disappointed in what happened in my very own neighborhood that I thought was, you know, hopefully people are a lot smarter nowadays and do the right thing regarding their pets. So my young neighbor comes over to me a couple weeks ago and he says, "There's a cat laying in my yard and he's moaning and crying." So, of course, you know, I drop everything and I run over and the cat is laying there crying. I can see that he's injured. His head has been bitten or he has scratches and wounds on his head. I get closer. He gets up and walks away from me. And certainly when I see that he walks away, I can tell right away he's an unneutered male, which, of course, just sends me into a tailspin. I'm like, I see that there's a collar and a tag on this cat. Beautiful little orange tabby cat. Lovely cat. I walk over. I see that there's a tag. He doesn't let me get close enough to catch him, but I was able to read his tag and where he's from. Turns out he's down the block. His owner lives down the block. Now, the owner apparently cares enough about this cat to put a collar on him, put his name, which was Garfield, and their name and address. So now I see the cat is injured. The cat is seriously not happy, stressed out, because he's an unneutered male. And we all know that unneutered males are always looking for a female to impregnate. And there lies the issue. The thousands and thousands of kittens who could be born as a result of this one neutered male running around a neighborhood. And an owned male. Mike, I was livid. I couldn't believe it. I got in my car. I went down to the house. And I sort of went Officer Lucas on these people. And I said, "Listen, do you understand the implications and what happens if this cat, your cat, the cat you supposedly care about and take care of, is unneutered and running around the neighborhood impregnating females? Thousands and thousands of cats will be born in the future that don't have homes and will contribute to the thousands and millions of cats that are euthanized in shelters each year. So I went on for about 15 minutes. And then I called the SPCA, my local SPCA, and I had them go over and speak to them and offer them solutions, maybe low-cost spay-neuter in the area if you can't afford it. There are so many other options than letting your unneutered male or unspayed female roam the neighborhood. It drives me crazy, as you can tell.
I can tell that you were a little annoyed.
Oh, you know, I just don't think there's any excuse in this day and age to not understand the implications of your actions when you are an irresponsible pet owner. Because of that one cat. Now, my neighbor had to deal with the cat who was moaning on his lawn every day. There might have been a female in the area. You know, unneutered males lead a very stressful, volatile life. They fight with other male cats for territory. They might fight with raccoons. They can be hit by cars because they're always, you know, searching for the female. They get injured. They're diseased. They can be if they come in contact with another diseased animal. It's a very, very stressful life. Everybody thinks, oh, cats should be out in the wild and they should enjoy their freedom. And that's just not so. It's a very hard life for a cat that especially is born outside, is feral, and doesn't have access to a good food, fresh water, and is, you know, anything can happen to them. And, you know, the worst things do happen to them. So I don't understand why people nowadays don't get it. So I hope this person learned their lesson, because they certainly don't want me coming and knocking on their door again, I hope. I haven't seen the cat since, which is good news. But I thought this would be a great opportunity for you and I to talk about just being responsible every day for your pet and not doing anything to, you know, include or add to this crisis of overpopulation in our country.
Well, I have several questions. Number one, did they realize who you are or who you've been on TV and in real life?
I'm sure they did after the SPCA went over, because they know who I am. You know, most of my neighbors know who I am. This house happened to be like 10 houses down on a mountain. We live, you know, in the mountains. It was like 10 houses down. So I don't think so. I never announced myself, you know, who I am or who I was. I just was a concerned neighbor.
Right.
But I know when the SPCA went over, because I know all of them, that they probably said, listen, you should probably do the right thing, because you don't want, you know, this person again, you know, coming to your door, because I will. And I'm a little more brazen. You know, I've always been very protective of family, friends, and of course, animals. I would risk doing something like that. I don't recommend that everybody do it. I think you should call your local authorities first, or your town legislature, your town hall, and see what you can do regarding an issue like this. But, you know, I have no fear when it comes to that kind of thing.
Now, did they react positively, or were they stunned? What was their reaction to you?
I would say stunned is a good word to use. Clearly stunned and certainly a little nervous. And I know that they rectified the problem, and our SPCA gave them a no-cost solution, and actually, you know, had the situation rectified. And the cat hasn't been roaming the neighborhood since, which is good news for this cat, because he'll lead a much less stressful life, and he'll be a much happier companion to the family. He was a family cat. Again, they had a name tag on him. They clearly loved him. They wanted people to know he was there. Cat, and if he ever got lost, you know, where he lived. So the fact that they didn't go one step further and do the right thing for this cat medically is just a mystery to me.
Yeah, well, they're probably going to remove the name tag and the address from the cat from now on, just in the event that Henry Lucas is on patrol in the neighborhood.
You know, you have to. I am so in tune with what's going on with the animals in my neighborhood, because I'm so on top of my animals. And if my dog barks in the yard, or I'm so on top of it that I don't want to disturb anybody. I don't want my animals to become an issue for anybody. So I just assume that other people are the same way. And that's just not so. I mean, some people just don't think.
There aren't many people that rise to the level of yours in terms of animal concern and animal thoughts and advocacy.
I'm a little nuts, but yeah. My husband's the same way, Danny. We're very on top of our animals, because we know that not everybody loves animals as much as we do. You know what's really funny is that since we've moved in, all of our neighbors who didn't have dogs before us, they all have dogs now, and they all have become like a little community with their dogs, and they're very responsible, you know, pet overs, my immediate neighbors. So it's really become a nice little community of all of our dogs and understanding. And, you know, I'm lucky I live in that kind kind of neighborhood, but, you know, not every neighborhood is like that, and not everybody appreciates your dog going to the bathroom on their lawn or, you know, letting your unneutered, you know, male or unspayed female roam the neighborhood, causing issues for everyone. It's very stressful for everyone when someone's animal is not where they're supposed to be or someone's not doing the right thing for their animal. I've been off the job for many years now, and I was so stressed out this day, worried about this cat, because it's just in my nature to worry about animals wherever I encounter them, that it was very stressful for everyone.
All right, so let's get to your pet tip. This is a little mantra?
Yeah, it's a humane inspirational mantra, I'm calling it. It's something that we say in the animal world all the time, just to keep in mind. So here it goes. If you can't adopt, foster. If you can't foster, sponsor. If you can't sponsor, volunteer. If you can't volunteer, donate. If you can't donate, transport. If you can't transport, educate, network, cross-post. Please do something to help animals in your community.
Oh, that's pretty good. It would, you know, almost fit like on a license plate holder or something like that. I like that.
Yeah, it's just something to keep in mind. You can always do something to help animals. It may not be what someone else is doing, but you can always do something to help animals in your community.
And with Anne-Marie Lucas, our animal advocate, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.